We must be willing to speak out against the marginalized, praise God. I'm talking about those who do not have the power to speak up for themselves. God didn't save us just to sit down, praise God. And somebody said, well, Pastor, that sounds like you're trying to make me a social activist. Well, maybe I am. Praise God, because as I go through the Bible and as I look at what Jesus Christ did, Jesus Christ was our first social activist. Amen. He would raise up the poor, the disenfranchised, praise God, for the sake of those who are rich. We got this thing backwards in this world that we live in, y'all. Amen. We live in a world today where the richer continues to get richer. And the poor continues to get poorer. Amen. And Jesus talked about that. Praise God. If we were to go back, I know I didn't give y'all this to look at, but I'll put this up on the marquee. Luke chapter 14. Verses 12 to 14, I'm gonna sum it up for you. There was a great gathering, that was a great feast, praise God. And of course, those folks that were in charge, they were inviting all of those folk, praise God, the rich, their friends and their families to the great feast, praise God. In other words, they were doing that because and through what I call the law of reciprocity. In other words, I'm rich, I'm inviting you to my shindig. Praise God, so that when you have your shindig, you're going to invite me. Praise God. But what he told them to do, he said, when you get ready to have your shindig, invite the poor. He said, invite the cripple. He said, invite the maimed, the those that are maimed. Invite the blind, praise God. Invite those who do not have the capability, praise God, to invite you back. He said, because if you invite them, praise God, he said that at the resurrection, praise God, you are going to have righteousness. So we find that Jesus Christ was, in fact, our first social activist. And praise God, and woe be unto the church. Woe be unto the church, praise God, that doesn't speak out, praise God, of these things that's going on in our country today. Praise God. That's why sometimes I have to scratch my head. I have to shake my head, and I have to wonder if some of these main TV evangelists and all of these folks that got thousands of folks following them, praise God, they say nothing, praise God, about the poor hardly. They say nothing about the disenfranchised hardly. They say little or nothing about those who are marginalized, praise God. And let me tell you something, just talking about blacks doing Black History Month is not talking about it. Because can I remind you that we ought to be talking about Black history, praise God, all throughout the year. When we start talking about reparations that should be taking place in our country, we ought to be addressing those things, praise God, because we came and we built this this country. Praise God, this country was built on the back of black folk. Praise God. You say what you wanna. Amen. And guess what? Every other person have been, praise God, have been given some type of reparation. I better not go into that. Y'all gonna look at me like I'm going crazy. Praise God. Except, praise God, the African American. So what am I trying to say, praise God? When we are talking about bearing our cross, there are some things that we got to put to death, praise God. And that's, I'm talking about the universal church. There are some things that we have been too silent on, amen, as a universal church, praise God, when we see all of the things that are going on and we be silent on those things. I said earlier that the cross was always an instrument of death. And we Christians are to put to death, in other words, our will, our desires, our wants, our ambitions, praise God, and we ought to follow Jesus and to do his will all the day long. Can I tell you why it's so as an advantage to doing his will? Praise God, because our will, our desires, our wants, our ambitions will lead us, praise God, straight to sin and non-commitment to the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You see, Paul writes at Romans chapter 6, verse 11 through verse 13. He said, likewise, reckon ye yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He said, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither ye, praise God, do you yield your members as instruments of sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, praise God, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. You see, if we want to be committed followers of Jesus Christ, we have to deny ourselves, and we have to take up our cross. And then, praise God, the last thing that we need to do, and that is follow him. Praise God. I was going, my mind just went back to Sunday school this morning. We had a prodigal son. Praise God, who was so stuck on self. Praise God, that he forgot, even forgot about his father. Forgot all of the sacrifices that his father made. Forgot all of the sacrifices that his father did so that he can have an inheritance. But praise God, he had the audacity to walk up to his father and say, give me my portion. Praise God, he if you want to know the truth, he didn't have a portion. Praise God. Because he was completely out of line. But when you are selfish, praise God, when you are only looking out for your own welfare, praise God, you're looking out for your own desire. Praise God. We saw the results of what happened when he got what he wanted. Praise God. I good sermon to say, be careful what you ask for, because you may get just what you ask for. And when you get what you ask for, the results just may not be what you think they are. Amen. I want to say to these young folk, praise God, you got mamas and daddies and you got guardians, praise God. They'll put roof over your head. They done put shoes on your feet. They done put food on the table. Praise God. They have been able to take care of you all of these years. Don't you get so anxious, praise God, to talk about wanting to get out from under that roof. I'm 18 now. Begin to smell yourself. Praise God, talking about what I want to do, what I can do on my own. Can I remind you today, praise God, this world is a cruel world. If you don't think it's not cruel, just look at the news every day. This is a cruel world, praise God. And you can step out there before you are ready, praise God. But let me tell you something. This world will gobble you up. And there are some folks out in this world, don't care how pretty you look, what you drive, how smart you are. They got some folks out there in this world that don't care. Praise God. So what my message to these young folk today, and I got to look him in the eye, praise God, you better stick with mama. You better stick with daddy as long as you can. Praise God. Stick with them until they get to the point and say, now you 50 years old, it's time for you to get out of here. But stick with them, praise God. Amen. And don't get so hung up and caught up in self. Praise God. Can I can tell you something about self? Y'all look at me. I used to be tall, dark, handsome. I used to could run 3 miles in 19 minutes, six seconds. All the way up to the time that I was a major in the United States Marine Corps.
Yes.
I could still run a 20-minute 3-mile.
Yes.
Praise God. And then when I got on up, getting ready to retire as a colonel, I said, I'm going to go out and take my last physical fitness test.
Yes.
Praise God. And I ran a 26, 27. And of course, I was 52 years old then. But guess what? I was still in good shape.
Yes.
But praise God. But when I sit back and I look at things now, amen, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I can't even walk 1 mile. What am I trying to tell you? Praise God, all of that beauty that you have, all of that good shape that you were in, praise God, a thing called life is going to catch up with you. Amen. And if you don't think it's going to catch up with you, keep getting up in the morning. Oh, Lordy, hallelujah. Yeah. Just keep getting up in the morning. Praise God. You keep getting up in the morning. Amen. Then you are going to find out that your steps are going to get shorter.
Yeah.
Amen. Your eyes are going to get dimmer. Hearing is going to start to fade you. Memory is going to fade you. The reason for that is because you are going back to the ground from which you come. Amen. So don't ever get caught up in the fact that you this and you that. Amen. A bunch of us have done that. Amen. I guess if I were to go through here and take an inventory, praise God, some of these, I'm looking at the 3 oxygenarians in here today. Well, no, 4. Amen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 oxygenarians. You become an oxygenarian when you go over 80 years old. And if you were to ask any one of them, praise God, today, praise God, that if they thought they would have felt the way they feel now.
Yeah.
Man, they'll look you in the eye and say, you got to be crazy.
Yeah.
Man, I remember when I used to could go out all night long.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But them days are no longer here.
Yeah.
Praise God. So the final thing that after we have denied ourselves, secondly, we must take up our cross.
Yeah, take it up.
Last thing that we must do is that we got to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
We got to follow Christ.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in 3 states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel. KAYT-FM.
Awesome
until redeeming.
Good with the CA. Tuned into the spiritual part of
this is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in as evangelist Ronald Bell takes you further
you were
born into the Word
in a
manger.
The church, the real church of God, has a pressing obligation that is before them, or should I say us, at this very moment as I speak. We know that God is patient and long-suffering with us. But his word says that his spirit will not always strive with man, what that word strive